Welcome to Colorado Inside Out Post Game, a special web exclusive production here on Channel 12. As the entire country commemorates the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks this weekend, locally, a Denver Post report has examined how Homeland Security funds have been spent in Colorado. Governor John Hickenlooper said it was ridiculous that Colorado does not have a complete record keeping of how the state has spent over $300 million in federal grants over the last 10 years. Patricia Calhoun from Westward, does Colorado have a serious record keeping problem?
Well, it certainly looks like it, because this is not the only problem Colorado has had with records. I'm just actually surprised that we know how much money allegedly has come here. So it's presumably the feds have kept better records on this than they have on other things. You know, we've seen it with Colorado's benefit system, which is still screwed up. Counties will tell you they still can't get benefits to people on time because of bad computer systems. And here we're looking at not just bad computer systems, presumably, databases that don't talk to each other, people who don't talk to each other, people who can't pick up the phone and say, I just got a check. It can't be that hard for you to notice you have just gotten a big armored vehicle in your backyard and to account for it. So it is ridiculous that they haven't done it. I don't know if they're going to be able to clean it up, but from here on out, it would be nice to know that Colorado's accounting for every dollar that comes in from whatever source and every dollar that goes out.
Dave Koppel from the Independence Institute. You know, when this money grab first happened, when this big fund was made for municipalities, counties, county governments, you know, we had rural counties apparently working directly with the federal government, not sending receipts or emails to any sort of central repository in the state to keep track of all this stuff. Is it any surprise that this is all messed up and nobody knows where the money went?
Well, it's not that nobody knows. It's just that there's not one central place in Colorado where we know where it went. So, for example, the Department of Homeland Security program that I serve as a grant reviewer for was to give equipment based on the quality of grant applications about how well it would be used, cooperation agreements with other counties, things like that, to rural sheriff, police departments, emergency responders. That didn't even say go to the county government. That would go straight to say, a sheriff's office. And they don't necessarily send a report on that to the state government. They probably, between the sheriff's office and Homeland Security, the record keeping is fine, but then they didn't produce a separate record for the state government. So even though the records may not all be in order, it doesn't mean that the money was wasted.
And that's Dave Koppel from the Independence Institute. In our third chair, Craig Silverman, radio host and attorney. Your thoughts, sir?
I think I understand what the problem was. They ran out of carbon paper, and that is why they couldn't send it along. I'm surprised with the internet. This kind of record keeping should be easy. Just send an email, scan email. They didn't do it.
Well, there needed to also be a system in place that let people know they were supposed to do that,
right.
I guess.
Absolutely. But you would think that through the state, they could have kept a better record. Somebody should have done a better job. You just hope there wasn't fraud, waste, and that people might not know where the paperwork is. Hopefully they know where the big equipment is.
All right. Batting cleanup, Natasha Gardner, senior editor at 5280.
Well, I think an important thing when we're talking about any number this big is to give it some sort of context. So there have been 315 million seconds since September 11th. So this is the same amount of money, it's, you know, give or take a few million, which is no small matter. But that's how big this pool of money is. So where did it go? And if it did go to equipment and duct tape and backpacks, that's great. But just tell me that's where it went to.
All right. It seems that any major influx of federal funds will bring its fair share of record-keeping problems. For our media partners at KUNC, I'm Raj Chauhan.